Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio on the Tech of Sports this week. A great new book out. Excited to see this. Played the games of the 1936 Berlin Olympics. We're an Olympic year here, so this should prove to be very popular. And joined by author Richard Kaufman. And Richard, thanks for coming on this week.
Thank you very much for having me, Mr. Limpert.
Just call me Rick. Mr. Limpert's my dad. Mr. Limpert's my dad.
Okay.
So a lot's been written. There's no shortage of things written about the 1936 Olympics. Kind of take me behind the scenes and what was kind of the inspiration for you guys?
Well, it's funny that you should say take you behind the scenes, because that's exactly what the book does. The book introduces you to not only the athletes, but the coordinators of the event on both sides, the actual German coordinators, the Nazi coordinators, who were not Nazis to begin with, and then the American coordinators, who the president of the American Olympic Committee was basically a Nazi sympathizer. So it tells the backstory, but at the same time, it is telling the stories of how the athletes are preparing and whether they even want to go. So that whole decision is like the basis of the book. You know, it came down to a vote, and that vote pretty much changed the history of the world.
Yeah.
And so we delve into that, where I think most books written about this subject have never done anything like that. Like, we make these people real. And even though it's a novel, you know, we show the Nazis as real people. I mean, that's the real horror of it, isn't it? Like, they were real people, and they were allowed to get away with all these horrible things, and the rest of the world for many years was complicit. So
yeah,
we try to fit this all within a historical narrative, but, you know, these stories are real, even though it is historical fiction.
Needless to say, Richard, 90 years later, it would be a totally different Olympics these days, you know, with boycotts and things. It was amazing that these games even came to fruition.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, and the people that were against it, you know, when you read the book, they're going to break your heart, because they did have the best intentions of the world in mind. They saw what was happening in Europe. People like Ambassador Dodd, which, you know, you may or may not know of through a different book, but, you know, he's one of our characters as well. And, you know, when you see it through people like his eyes, who were right there and who were saying you should not participate, and yet you had someone like Avery Brundage, who was the head of the American Olympic Committee, who was said, you know, no, we're going. You know, he was the president of the American Olympic Committee. So he was like, no, we're going no matter what. So there was this huge argument. And yes, I don't think it would happen today. I think that the government, any government, would just step in and say, no, we're not going to let them participate because of their, you know, racial things there.
Sure.
They're passing that are just against humankind, you know?
Sure. We're with Richard Kaufman. Played the games of the 1936 Berlin Olympics. Greenbandana.org. This is interesting on many levels. You know, not just an athletic competition back there in 1936. Richard, this was a was it a propaganda competition? Was it a way that people were able to express their feelings? Was it? I mean, it was so much more than just the games that took place on the field of play.
Without a doubt. I mean, and that's what the book is really all about. It's about all the games that were played and the struggles that were made, and yeah, everything you just mentioned is all part of the story. You know, I mean, so many things that are still prevalent today are touched upon in the book, and like I said, these are real stories. So when you see, you know, things like racial bias and misogyny and gender confusion and, you know, blatant misinformation and, more importantly, wanton idolatry of people who are running a government. I mean, that's scary that, you know, in this day and age, that's happening all over the world. I'm not going to say it's only happening here. It's happening all over the world.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, that's what makes the book, it takes it to a whole nother level.
Yeah. In your opinion, Richard, would it have made a difference that if these games hadn't taken place in Berlin? What if they were a North American Olympic game or somewhere else in Europe? Would that have made a difference?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because the Germans' argument when the Americans even talked about boycotting was they could have said the same thing 4 years earlier in 1932 and not participated, because America still had horribly racial laws. You know, that, you know, we didn't get rid of for another 30 years or more. So, you know, they could have said the same thing. So it's really, you know, that back and forth. But to go back to your question about propaganda, really, yes, indeed, this was a huge propaganda machine for Joseph Goebbels, and he persuaded Hitler, who really wanted at first nothing to do with the Olympics, but then he persuaded him and, you know, made him understand that this is the biggest sporting event in the world, and it truly became one of the biggest spectacles in the history of sport.
Yeah.
And so Goebbels knew that it would benefit Germany, and indeed, he knew he needed the Americans, so they needed that boycott to not happen.
Absolutely.
But it would have changed the world.
Absolutely. Played the games of the 1936 Berlin Olympics. More about behind the scenes than the actual games. I think that's welcome. And we're in an Olympic year right now, Richard. Things have changed a lot, but always some controversy surrounding the Olympic Games, and we're seeing that with the Russians and how they're going to be accepted, these games, or how they're going to be even introduced on the field of play. So it's always churning, and the Olympics are always a hot spot for various things.
Oh yeah, it's a political potboiler for sure. You would think that it's just sport, and you want that to be the case, that it's just pure sport and these people are going at it, these young people are going at it just to say they're the best. But when politics gets involved, and really, Roosevelt did not want to get involved at all. I mean, so many groups went to him and said, hey, we need to boycott this thing. It shouldn't even get to a boycott with the American Athletic Union and the American Olympic Committee. We should just nip it in the bud here. And he was hearing that from Jewish groups and all these other groups in America that did not support the Nazi cause. And he just said, you know what? The government has never got involved, and we are going to do the same thing. And, you know, that's a double-edged sword, right?
Yeah.
Because if you do get involved, then you crush the hopes of all these athletes that just want to participate and win and compete and meet all these other people from the rest of the world. I mean, and that's another thing we show in the book. You know, all these athletes came together and it was joyous. So by the time you actually get to the games here in the book, it takes on a whole other perspective, because the achievements of the athletes become so much more after what you've seen to even get to the games here.
Yeah.
I think that's true of many games, obviously. And you know, you got to feel for some of these Russian athletes who, they just want to compete, but they hate what's going on in their own country.
Yep. Yep. A lot of them live here in the United States, so they're always torn. Richard, you take us to Berlin in 1936 with Played, and we really appreciate it. And can't wait to see what you have coming next. And thanks for coming on this week.
Well, thank you very much. And quick, I just want to bring up one more thing, is I read the Audible. So if you don't like to actually pick up a book and read it, if you're out there and you're listening, you can listen to my voice read the Audible.
I love the Audible books, and that's a great tip, and really appreciate that. And I'm sure you do a great job with it. And I'm going to get the Audible version and the print version, and have some fun with this. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, Rick. Thank you so much.